Good morning. So today is a different sort of Sunday, because this Sunday is the first day that we're going back into church to worship into All Saints. But we're also, of course, worshiping at our service here online. If I said to you this time last year, we would all be in church, many of us anyway, wearing a mask and sanitizing our hands, and some wearing gloves, not able to sit together, or you'd have thought I was talking about Star Wars or Darth Vader. You'd have thought, well, he's even more potty than usual. But this is how it is at the moment, and this is how it will be for a while, as of course we work through this pandemic. You could say, luckily, on the island of Tenerife, where our church is in the north, there isn't much COVID now, but we're being, of course, following all the rules, being ultra cautious, and that's because we care about each other. We love one another as Christ has commanded us to do, and not just in a soppy way, but in a robust way, which is why we've taken a lot of care in many ways when we do meet in church. It's very interesting, because when All Saints Church first opened, it was 125 years ago, and Peter Spence Reed, Don Pedro, was the British Vice Consul. Many visitors to Tenerife are surprised to find this church here. I often say it looks a bit like a church that is from the Lake District, suddenly. You look at this building, and there is a church you very often see in the Lake District. The small enclave of the Church of England, then, of which All Saints Tenerife is a part, owes its existence to a handful of dedicated Christians who in the late 1800s met each Sunday, to begin with, for morning prayer. The services were read by the British Vice Consul, as I've said, Mr. Peter Spence Reed, and he was behind the founding of this church at All Saints, and donations were given by people of many different nationalities and denominations towards the eventual building of All Saints Church. And guess what? The first service was held in the church on the 14th of June, 1891. But due to an outbreak of smallpox, there was no formal opening. And that was delayed until the 1st of November, 1891, when it was dedicated as All Saints Church. So there's nothing new under the sun, is there? Smallpox then, COVID now, and there we are, all those years in between. However, on the 15th of January, 1893, the Right Reverend Ernest Graham Ingham, Bishop of Sierra Leone, who had a congregation of 189 in those days, formally consecrated All Saints Church. And we've got if you visit the church in Tenerife or want to come and look, the deed of consecration is on the wall. Windows from America and a beautiful Light of the World by Holman Hunt. So I was thinking, really, this is possibly what we're called to become ourselves, these little lights of the world. Wherever we go and whatever we do, we're called to be lights in the world. How we deal with each other is crucial, and how we forgive each other. How we function as a people reflects on the one whom we worship and serve. To have a loving, generous, and forgiving heart is at the heart of whom we are, or should be, as a people. Anything else which goes away from that is not acceptable. Because if that's not there, then the whole edifice, although it stands there as a church, as a people, it becomes nothing more than an empty faith, and certainly the building becomes just a piece of history. So I was thinking, really, rather like fireflies or glowworms were called to glow. In glowworms, light is caused by a molecule, which I didn't know, which you may have done, called luciferin. And it's named after Lucifer, the bearer of light, the beautiful angel which fell from God's grace. And it acts to speed up a reaction. Now, in us, of course, our light is also caused by a reaction. Our reaction with Christ within us causes us to glow, I believe. And according to how much of that reaction is going on, you can often see how people are in their relationship with Christ. I used to know an elderly nun. And if I said to her, you're glowing a bit like a glowworm, she would have thought that was very, very funny. But she did. Something within her spoke of the life she'd had in the presence of Christ, in prayer and in her life. She was always full of fun and laughter. She'd spent a long time in the presence of Christ, rather like Moses, who went up the mount and came down, and his face shone, they said, with a brightness which they couldn't understand. So the more that we're in that presence, the more we ourselves shine. So the Holman Hunt picture in All Saints is very appropriate. So for us, all of us, as we gradually return to normal life and to living in a different way until they find the necessary inoculation, we're called to be those lights still. And so we come together online and in church. I speak in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.